Fresh off the success of The Fall of Wallace Winter as a part of last year's Jewel Box series, the Border Theater returns with The Lovely Rain. The story is an exploration of familial relationships and the lengths we will all go in order to experience love. The Lovely Rain will be performed next weekend from Friday through Sunday. Today, my guest is playwright and founder of the Border Theater, Austin Savage. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So it's your second Jewel Box. How was your first Jewel Box?
Surprisingly successful. I'm not.
Why do you say surprisingly? You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, well, I've been doing it for a while, but we do our own kind of thing. You know, Border Theater is tucked away over at Glass Box, and a lot of times our stuff, I don't know. I think we got labeled as experimental somehow.
Ah. Well, I mean, you are kind of experimenting, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
But not in that weird way. And I understand, like, experimental, like, it's going to be a little too off the wall kind
of yeah, thing. Yeah, and so, because we perform in a non-traditional space. It's that simple.
That's it.
And sometimes when you perform in a non-traditional space, you have to adapt. And when you adapt, people are unfamiliar with it, and then you're labeled. So when we got invited to do the first one, I remember Wallace Winter literally sitting down and telling everybody in the company that was involved that we were going to do a musical. I was like, if we're going to be in a traditional space and, you know, this kind of cachet that the Plaza Theater provides, then let's do something kind of traditional. So we did a musical, and they kind of fell out of a chair over it, but we did it. And we did it really well, I think, to the point where UTIP actually just had a production of the same show. So I think anytime you sit down and write a musical and it's so successful that other people start doing it,
you're doing something right.
Yeah, exactly. and this piece is much simpler. It's three people in an apartment, and it's about a man who is disconnected from the world and all he wants to do is connect, to the point where he starts fabricating reality, if that makes sense. Like he'd rather do that than be vulnerable, and lack of vulnerability is something that makes me sad in my own life and kind of in the world around me. So this is a play about that.
Well, it's in those moments, right, that you discover something about yourself or discover something about somebody else in the most vulnerable times.
Yeah, actually, I was just talking about this piece the other night. It got brought up, and you know, it's not my favorite thing, and I know that's a terrible like,
love or vulnerability.
I know it's terrible PR promotions or whatever, but it's not the favorite thing I ever wrote. But the place I was at is true. And I think it's a reflection of that. And so I think it's an honest work. It's just not, I guess I'm just trying to say, I hope I don't have to revisit it.
So it's not your current reality, is that?
Not anymore. Thank you. It was for a while. And I'm cool not going back there.
So do you always write from what's happening to you?
Not always. This one, yes. I was just in this odd place and in this odd kind of relationship. And I just felt very lonely.
Yeah.
And had all the friends and all the accoutrements that people consider successful in. And it was just a bad place to be in. And in all honesty, all I was trying to do is not make anybody else feel bad at that. You know what I mean?
Right.
At that time. So that's kind of what it's about, is trying to connect us with people, and sometimes the people you most want to connect with are the ones who make you feel the most alone. And that's a weird dynamic, especially to try to dramatize. And so that's what I was trying to write, is comfort, I think, sometimes breeds distance.
Or complacency.
Yeah. Then there's the opposite end of the spectrum too, where strangers are exciting. And,
right.
And what you do is you start showing your better angles, I guess, to the point where you start creating a persona. You go on first dates or something, and then everyone is amazing and lovely. And then all of a sudden they drop the persona, and then you find the real person underneath, and you're like, oh, well, fooled me. You know, It's that kind of stuff. I don't know. It fascinates me.
So did you find in writing this experience down kind of cathartic? Because, I mean, you're obviously not there anymore, but it came out of somewhere. Do you think that part of writing this piece was getting it out of your system?
I finished it and I stayed there. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to say, like, I typed the last word.
And it all went away.
Yeah, and it all, no. I stayed there. I stayed there for even maybe a couple weeks afterwards. And then actually, it was just a good friend, a really good friend. A friend of mine had a passing in the family, and it created, like, perspective. And it sounds odd. I was trying to be there for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, I was able to pull myself out of this kind of stupid, sad spiral of self-absorption and sadness.
So someone else's vulnerable moment brought you out of yours.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what it was.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool.
And now you're going to perform The Lovely Rain, and hopefully that'll be that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I know, right? People are going to listen to this and like, ugh.
You'll be so sad to go. People love this kind of stuff, though. Everybody loves a sad song, a sad play. Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah. Actually, like I said, the three people in it, the three characters, I do care for them. It sounds weird, but
well, you must. You let them in, right?
Right. They're fun. I mean, there's a brother and sister, and then a professional woman. We'll call her that.
That sounds mysterious. You know, that could sound, it has a double entendre.
And, you know, and they do things like drink and talk and yell and fight. And I mean, that's drama, right? That's kind of Eugene O'Neill stuff.
I think so.
Right. Okay. Tell the Truth, it's actually based on the Glass family from the Salinger stories.
Okay.
That's actually where the genesis came from. So when I'm in a bad place and I read J.D. Salinger, I write plays.
Well, and we can all go and see it. The Lovely Rain will be performed at the Philanthropy Theater next weekend. And you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.
Correct.
And today my guest has been playwright and founder of the Border Theater, Austin Savage. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.